Welcome to the Mama Coach Podcast, where we are talking all things motherhood, but without the judgment. This mom gig can be a tough one, and we are here to discuss ways to make it a little easier. Hello, Facebook. Welcome to the More Than Sleep Show. Today is Wednesday, and we are talking about the time change, which is coming up this Sunday, March 10th. I find this time change not as gross as the fall one. Your babies won't be waking up an hour earlier, so you're not going to have the early morning troubles, but often you have a baby that won't want, or a toddler or a child that won't want to go to sleep come bedtime. They just don't have enough sleep pressure built up. So they either play or they fuss or they cry. And then come morning time, if you have to get up and at them for daycare, day home, or school, children are tired and less cooperative. There's more tantrums for children and for adults. So how do we fix that? We find it works best if you start tomorrow morning. So tomorrow is Thursday. So if your child is waking up at 7 o'clock normally, take his average, I want you to wake him up half an hour earlier. So if he wakes up at 7, set your clock and wake him up at 6:30 tomorrow morning. That's where it's got to start. Then come first nap, same thing. You're going to shift him a half an hour earlier. Same with second nap, third nap if there is one, and bedtime is a half an hour earlier. You might find that he's not quite ready for sleep yet. There might be a little bit more fussing. You might have to reassure him a little bit more, and that's okay. But I want you to keep doing that. So do that tomorrow morning. Wake him up a half an hour earlier. Same with Friday, and same with Sunday. Shift everything back a half an hour. Because come Sunday morning, when the time change happens, everybody is less affected by it than if you just bang, move the clocks forward. It will take you, you're going to end up playing catch up instead of being prepared. And if that's the case, that's okay. Just jump right in and go for it. But you might have tired babies. So I would encourage you to start tomorrow a half an hour earlier. The next thing you need to do that can, you don't need to do it, but you can do that will make it easier for you is stick to the bedtime routine. So your kids might be slightly confused in depending on their age on why bedtime's happening a half an hour earlier, but do the bedtime routine because that helps signal to them, no matter what their age is, what comes next, which is bedtime. So even though you might be busy or you might be exhausted, because who isn't come bedtime, stick with that bedtime routine because it's important. And darkness. We need darkness to sleep as humans. For our glands to secrete melatonin, we need dark. And melatonin is that sleepy hormone that we secrete around bedtime that helps us fall asleep at night. And with spring coming, it's getting lighter and lighter. I noticed yesterday at 6:30, it was still light out, which is awesome, but not so awesome when tomorrow you're trying to put your toddler to bed at 6:30 instead of 7, and it's light out. So what you need to do is make sure their room is really, really dark. And I would even close the curtains in the house around 6 o'clock and turn the lights off and turn the lamps on so that you can help encourage them and their body's internal clock that bedtime's coming. So just to recap, tomorrow and every day subsequent till Sunday, move everything back half an hour. So a 7 a.m. morning becomes 6:30, nap shift back a half an hour, and bedtime shifts back a half an hour. And then before you go to bed on Saturday night, move your clocks forward, spring forward, so that when you wake up, everybody is set, right, to the new clocks, and you've done your best to adjust everybody, including yourself. If I could give you The most important piece of everything I just said here, it's to wake him up a half an hour early in the mornings. And I've said this before on here, is that children need 12 to 13 hours of daytime. So if you are like, oh yeah, I was supposed to start this, and you just move bedtime back a half an hour and your child got up at its usual, at his usual time, they're gonna cry at bedtime. So it's important to start this shift in the morning. So if you don't get to it tomorrow, start Friday. But make sure that your first step is shifting the mornings back. So I hope that this helps. I've tagged an article on Facebook that Hannah, the mama coach in Vancouver, wrote, so that if you need to read through, and if you're one of those people that read and take that in better than they listen, it's tagged here, and I'll put it in my link tree in Instagram. And if you have any questions, let us know, and we're happy to help. And I also wanted to give a shout out before I shut this off today, that today is IBCLC Day. So that's cool. I'm an IBCLC, and many of the mama coaches on our team are. We're all lactation counselors and can help you, but there are some of us that are international board certified lactation consultants, and today is our day. So if you see an IBCLC, wish her a happy day today. So that's it for today. I hope that helps, and I would encourage you to jump in tomorrow and make the change, because it will make everybody's weekend and Monday morning a lot easier. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you later.